Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Thomas Levecchia is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Thomas is a new friend. He is the author of the new book, The X Factor Selling System. He's a business growth analyst, an international expert on sales and leadership, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can make sure that we get our share of the pie as the pie starts getting very slowly but surely a little bit bigger. Thomas Levecchia, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Tom, congratulations on your new book.
Thanks, I really appreciate it.
The X Factor Selling System, and that's doing well on Amazon, I understand.
Absolutely. We just started. We're in our soft launch. We already hit number one in the sales and selling category.
Good for you. Congratulations. Okay, so tell us what the X Factor means.
Okay, the X factor is everyone is motivated by various categories or attributes when they buy or purchase anything. And it essentially comes down to four things. I call them the four P's: people, products, process, and price. You kind of find out what motivates somebody to act, and then you stimulate that, and then you close for the business, whether it be getting a two-year-old to go on the potty or whether you go close a big deal on sales, or just pretty much anything that you desire to do. You find out somebody's X factor or motivating factor, and then stimulate and close for the business.
So they're motivated by one of these more than the – we're all motivated by all of them, but we're motivated by one of them more than the other?
Great question. So that's why it's called the X factor, because the X factor is variable, and it's always moving. So the economy is starting to come around. So probably for a few years – people were price conscious or price sensitive or centric.
Right.
Now people are starting to change and getting more into product attributes or product attributes.
Right. And so, but let's talk about the people part of this.
Yes.
Why is that part of the X factor?
Well, it's a big part of it. So whether you're in outside sales or inside sales, if you have a great relationship with your consumer or customer, very more often than not, they will buy off you. If you really think about it, Jim, many products are homogeneous at the state. There's a lot of crowded houses. So many times it's the people and the relationships that make the difference.
So when you say people, we should be I think that's the right word, but we should be thinking relationships with people.
Absolutely. People, yeah. I get the right people on the bus, they build the right relationships, and those are the folks that I got to bring home the bacon.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so now, of course, products, we pretty much know what that is. But what about processes? What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. That's the, I guess you could kind of say, it's the oil on the chain. They make things happen. So, for example, many people are motivated by keeping it easy and keeping it simple. So many often than not, people may make a purchase decision because it's easier or comfortable than making even the right decision. So you need to find out what people's comfort level is and sometimes work to that if they're process-centric.
Well, now, see, this sounds like what I've been talking about for a few years now, when I've said that more and more people are valuing their time more than their money.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like that fits into this category.
Correct.
So when you're talking about people, you're talking about making sure that we get the right people out there who can make connections and build relationships, but also find customers who are interested in that.
Correct. Right. Now, more often than not, we believe too much is about price. And if you really think about it and you really dig deep,
I'm glad you made price at the end.
Well, that's the thing. If you really think about it, price is kind of an afterthought. Price is subjective. Price is variable. But people, you know, in terms of relationship, are static. And when you have that deep relationship and you have the reputation, you win more often than not. If it was about price, the lowest priced product in the category would have a 100% market share,
and there would be no small businesses.
Absolutely, and that's what makes small business special: the people behind the counter, the people behind the other line, the family member that's employed by them. That's what makes us small business professionals special.
When winning coaches talk about why their team wins against all odds, they'll talk about things that they call intangibles. If it weren't for intangibles, there wouldn't be any small businesses. If people weren't interested in that special sauce, as I think you mentioned a minute ago, if people weren't interested in the fact that you remember their name, if people didn't like the experience that they have when they go in your business, there wouldn't be any small businesses.
No doubt.
Because the price war is over, Tom, and we lost.
That's correct. The second you talk about price, it's game over. Now, don't get me wrong. You're going to have probably 20% of the people that want to compete on price, and that's fine. We can capture the market share. No need to build a relationship. No need to make it easier. Give them their price. But 80% of the time, it's going to be about that one-on-one interaction with that small business owner or representative that's really going to make the difference.
Well, and the thing is, more and more, and I'd like to know what your thoughts are is on this. More and more customers are expecting you and me to be competitive. Now, that doesn't mean they expect you and me to be the low price, but they do expect us to be competitive as a basically a minimum barrier to entry. But what they seem to be more and more interested in, and you alluded to this in the earlier part of our conversation, they're interested more in whether you're relevant to them. And that I think that's the people and the process part of this. What do you think?
Well, that's a great comment. So basically at this point, in order to stay relevant, because relevancy is key, especially in small business, you need to really focus on what's important to them. Sometimes recognition is really important, and that kind of falls under the people category. So many often than not, I see business people and salespeople continue to lower their price, and what that does is two things. Number one, lowers their selling price and profitability. Number two, it soils the brand. So
right.
You know what? It's your business. You have a little leeway. Maybe if you do have a wheel and dealer, you throw in a warranty or something that's low cost but high value to the customer. There's a way to do it and a way not to.
Right. Well, no question about it. No, the lowering your price is the road to failure. It's the road to closing up shop and not opening up again. Folks, you gotta watch that, because if you can't build some kind of special sauce, if you can't focus on the relevance, if you can't create the connection and the kind of things that Tom talks about in his book, then you're not going to be able to compete with Walmart. Going to take a quick break. The book is called The X Factor Selling System. Thomas F. LaVecchia is the author. He and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.